Hey everyone, ready for a deep dive into something pretty amazing?
I am.
We're talking about AI in sales,
Okay.
but not just the basic stuff you hear everywhere.
Right.
We're going to go deep into how ChatGPT is like really transforming sales teams
Yeah.
in ways that you probably haven't even considered.
It's true.
And we're basing all of this on Scott McFarlane's insights
Okay.
from yourbrandexposed.com.
Makes sense.
So first up,
Yeah.
personalization.
Okay.
I mean, we all know how important it is, right?
Of course.
But doing it at scale
Yeah.
always felt like a pipe dream,
True.
right?
McFarland is showing us that it's not a dream anymore.
Interesting.
He's using ChatGPT to craft like unique responses,
Wow.
even for common questions, and he's tailoring them to each individual customer.
It's not just about being efficient, it's about building a deeper connection.
Exactly.
And that's something that AI can actually help us do better.
For sure.
Now, McFarland also talks about using ChatGPT to personalize sales pitches.
Okay.
And he has this great anecdote about how adapting a pitch led to a huge jump in engagement.
That's a good one.
So, how do you think AI can really help us understand our audience on a deeper level?
Well, it's not about replacing our intuition,
Right.
but more like amplifying it.
Yeah.
So imagine being able to feed ChatGPT information about a specific client, their industry, their pain points, and then getting back a pitch that's laser focused on their needs.
Yeah, it's like having a super-powered research assistant who also happens to be a brilliant copywriter.
Totally.
What about handling those tough objections that always seem to pop up?
Oh, yeah, that's where it gets really interesting.
Okay, tell me more.
McFarland actually feeds his toughest objections into ChatGPT, and not just generic ones,
Right.
but the specific gnarly objections that he's faced in real sales conversations.
He uses the real ones.
Yeah, and he uses the AI-generated responses as a starting point
Okay.
to kind of refine his own approach.
Interesting. So it's almost like having a personal sales coach
It is.
helping you prepare for like every possible scenario.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be a game changer
It
for
is.
anyone who struggles with those tough conversations.
Absolutely.
Now let's talk content.
Okay.
Because creating
It
content,
is.
right?
Yeah.
Blogs, social media posts, email campaigns, the list goes on and on.
It does.
And honestly, it can be a major time suck.
Huge.
What do you think about that?
Well, McFarland's found a solution for that too.
Oh, really?
He's using ChatGPT to streamline his entire content creation process.
So he says it saved him countless hours.
Countless.
And I can definitely see how.
I can too.
Think about it. You could have ChatGPT draft blog posts, create social media captions,
Yep.
even write product descriptions. It's pretty remarkable.
Quiz.
Yeah, it's like having a whole content team at your disposal.
It's true.
But what about quality?
Yeah.
Does AI-generated content actually sound, human?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it's where human expertise still plays a really vital role.
Okay.
John Olson, president of MDG Solutions,
Okay.
put it perfectly.
And what did he say?
He said that AI tools are excellent for the heavy lifting,
Okay.
but we still need that human touch for refinement.
I see.
So ChatGPT can help us generate ideas, get the words flowing,
Right.
but we need to bring our own creativity and understanding of our audience
Okay.
to polish it into something truly compelling.
So it's partnership,
Yeah,
not a replacement.
exactly.
Which makes me wonder, where else can this partnership take us? I mean, we've just scratched the surface here.
One area where McFarland is really pushing the boundaries is sales training. Traditionally, sales training involved role playing,
Right.
shadowing experienced reps,
Yeah.
all valuable methods, but
Yeah.
time consuming.
And sometimes a little awkward.
Yeah, let's be
I've
honest.
been in those role-playing sessions, and they can feel pretty forced.
Yeah, exactly. But imagine using ChatGPT to create like these really realistic sales scenarios. So you could practice handling objections, perfecting your pitch, all in a safe, judgment-free environment.
That makes sense.
It's like having a virtual sales coach
Yeah.
available 24/7.
Okay. That's pretty cool. It takes the pressure off and lets you like really focus on honing your
It
skills.
does.
Speaking of honing skills, what about upselling and cross-selling? I
Right.
feel like that's an area where even experienced salespeople can sometimes struggle.
Yeah.
It's a delicate balance.
It is. You don't want to come across as pushy,
Right.
but you also want to make sure that your customers are aware of all the ways your products or services can benefit them.
For sure.
This is where McFarlane's use of ChatGPT gets really strategic.
Greg, how so?
He actually has it analyze customer purchase history to
Wow.
identify potential upsell and cross-sell opportunities.
So it's like having a second brain that can spot those connections that we might miss. But how do you ensure that those recommendations actually feel relevant and valuable to the customer?
That's key.
Yeah.
It's not about pushing products just for the sake of increasing sales.
Right.
It's about understanding the customer's needs and then suggesting products or services that genuinely enhance their experience.
I see.
So, for example, let's say a customer just purchased a new camera.
Okay.
ChatGPT could analyze their purchase and then recommend additional lenses, accessories, or even online photography courses.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. It's about providing a more holistic, personalized experience. And it sounds like ChatGPT can help us stay ahead of the curve in other ways too, especially when it comes to market research.
Absolutely. Staying informed about industry trends, competitor activity,
Right.
all of that is crucial in today's rapidly changing business landscape.
It's true.
And McFarlane's not just reading industry
What is
reports,
he doing?
he's actively using ChatGPT to analyze specific competitors,
Interesting.
identify emerging trends,
Okay.
and even get a sense of market sentiment.
Wow, that's next level market research. So we've talked about personalizing communications, streamlining content creation, even revolutionizing sales training.
We have.
But what about those initial touch points?
Yeah.
How can ChatGPT help us make those first interactions with potential customers more effective?
That's where outbound messaging comes in.
Okay.
And once again, McFarlane's approach is incredibly innovative.
In what way?
He's using ChatGPT to craft personalized outbound messages that cut through the noise and capture attention.
Makes sense.
Think about it. How many generic, forgettable sales emails do you receive every day?
Oh, way too many. They all just blend together.
They do. So, how is McFarlane using ChatGPT to make his messages stand out?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
He's feeding it information about specific prospects, their industry, their pain points, even their online activity.
Okay.
ChatGPT then uses that information to create highly tailored messages that speak directly to the prospect's needs and interests.
Okay. Now that's impressive. It takes personalization to a whole new level.
It does.
But it also sounds like it could be incredibly time consuming,
Right.
especially if you're dealing with a large prospect list.
That's the beauty of AI. It allows us to automate these tasks without sacrificing quality or personalization.
I see.
McFarlane can literally have ChatGPT draft personalized emails for his entire prospect list. So, to recap, we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
ChatGPT can help us personalize communication, create compelling content, train more effectively, even conduct in-depth market research.
Right.
It's almost like having a secret weapon for sales success.
And the best part is, this is just the beginning. As AI technology continues to evolve, we can only imagine the possibilities. But even now, there are so many ways to leverage these tools. I love how McFarlane encourages us to just start experimenting, to see how ChatGPT can like revolutionize our own sales approach.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to dive in and explore.
Yeah.
Play around with ChatGPT, see what it can do. You might be surprised by the results.
Now, as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of AI in sales, we want to leave you with something to ponder.
Okay, I like it.
Be sure to check back for more mini podcasts where we take short, insightful dives into all sorts of fascinating topics.
Sounds good.
Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
See you soon.
See you soon.